Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on another episode. This is week two of the Bible study series. We are going to be talking about or learning about, not talking about, but we're going to learn about, I thought this was very interesting, three stages of perfection. And one of those, when we are a new person in Christ, we have a perfect relationship then with him. So I wanted to talk about the three stages of perfection as well as share some, you know, scriptures with you in that and learning that. So before we begin, I want to start with prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me another opportunity to share the gospel. The time is near to share it with others, giving me your words and knowledge that I hope grows within our hearts. Thank you for the listeners of those who are listening, and guide them in your way and your truth. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. So last week we learned about how we could get the gift of salvation, as well as how, you know, believers of Christ, we're all one body. You know, we're all one body in Christ. That was very important to bring out. And this week, I wanted to wanted us to learn, you know, training, you know, being trained in the Christian life, how, you know, training for the Christian life, you know, how we could do that. I wanted that to be in week two. But I stumbled across three stages of perfection, and I wanted to share that with you. This will be some scriptures verses that I will share with you, as well as more in meaning. I don't want to confuse anyone, but this is three stages of perfection. This is something that I'm just adding into tonight's lesson. And I want to begin with the perfect relationship. Like I said, that perfect relationship is being new in Christ and you and him, you know, having that relationship, you and him. That's the perfect relationship. So we are perfect because of our eternal union with the infinitely perfect Christ. When we become his children, we are declared not guilty. And we talked about that in week one. And thus righteous because of what Christ, God's beloved Son, has done for us. This perfection is absolute and unchangeable, and it is the perfect relationship that guarantees that we will one day be completely perfect. And the scriptures that we have where we can find that relationship, we can find it in Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. You can find it there. You guys can read that. And then it's also in Hebrews. You can also read Hebrews 10. 8 through 14. You can read those two scriptures to go more, you know, to dig more deeper and to read more deeper. I will read one. I will read Colossians. I will go into Colossians. Let me share that one. Let's see. I'll go into Colossians. What was it? 2 verses 8 through 10. Colossians 2, 8 through 10 reads, let's see, 8 through 10, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lies in bodily form, 10, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. So that was Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And you can go back and read that, as well as you can read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 8 through 14. So now we know what the perfect relationship is. Let's look at the perfect progress. This is our progress, you know. We can grow and mature spiritually as we continue to trust Christ, learn more about him, draw closer to him, and obey him. Our progress is changeable because it depends on our daily walk. At times in life, we mature more than other times, but we are growing toward perfection if we press on. And you can go into Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. These good deeds do not perfect us. Rather, as God perfect us, we do good deeds for him. You can also see Philippians 3, verses 1 through 15. And that's the perfect progress. That's how we can, you know, grow more spiritually in Christ. And then we have number three, the completely perfect. Completely perfect. That's when Christ returns to take us into his eternal kingdom. We will be glorified and made completely perfect. We can see Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. All phases of perfection are grounded in faith in Christ and what he has done, not what we can do for him. We cannot perfect ourselves. Only God can work in and through us to carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Verse 1, chapter 1 and 6. That's what it says here. So those are the three stages of perfection. And I just needed to share that with you. So I hope you got something out of that. And remember to go back and read those scriptures. Go back and, you know, read those scriptures and take something from it. Ponder on it. So our lesson is tonight is training for the Christian life. As a great amount of training is needed for athletic activities, so we must train diligently for the Christian life. Such training takes time, dedication, energy, continued practice, and vision. We must all commit ourselves to the Christian life, but we must first know the rules as prescribed in God's Word. And you can find that at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. So it's like we're in a race. It's like, you know, we're in a race and we've got to get to that prize. So we train ourselves to run the race of life. So we keep our eyes on Christ. That's the goal. And don't get sidetracked or slow down. When we do this, we will win a reward in Christ's kingdom. So that's something that we have. That's something that we've got to train ourselves. So we have to go into strict training in order to get the prize, in order to get, you know, to where we need to get in Christ. We need to train ourselves to run the race of life. You know, so we have to keep our eyes focused on Christ. That's the goal. And so we can read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. You guys can read that verses again, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. I want you guys to read that, but I'm going to go ahead and go to focus all your energies towards winning the race. We're in a race now, so we want to focus all our energies towards winning the race. Living the Christian life demands all of our energies. We can forget the past and strain to reach the goal because we know Christ promises eternity with him at the race's end. And that's, I'm going to read that one. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. This one I want to read with you. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus. So you got to remember, focus all your energies towards winning the race. And we're going to win this race. We're going to get to where we need to get so we can get reward in Christ's kingdom. Living the Christian life demands all of our energies. We can forget the past and strain to reach the goal because we know Christ promises eternity with him at the race's end. So we have to exercise. We have spiritual exercise, you know, that will help us, you know, grow in faith and build character. So as we must repeat exercises to tone our bodies, so we must steadily repeat spiritual exercises to be spiritually fit. When we do this, we become better Christians living in accordance with God's will. Such a life will attract others to Christ and pay dividends in both this life and the next. And that's you. You can read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. You guys go back and you guys read that. And then we have, you know, we're going to fight in this race. We got to fight a good fight, fighting the good fight and persevering to the end. The Christian life is a fight against evil forces from without and temptation from within. If we stay true to God through it all, He promises an end, a rest, and a crown. In 2 Timothy, I want to read that one with you. 2 Timothy, let's find that. 2 Timothy, let's see what's here. 2 Timothy, that was 4, 7, and 8. Verses 4, 7, and 8. I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Isn't that amazing? The Christian life is a fight against evil forces from without and temptation from within. If we stay true to God through it all, He promises an end, a rest, and a crown. So it's like, you know, we're in this fight. You know, we have to get to where we need to get. We will win a reward, you know, in Christ's kingdom. So we have to, we've got to, you know, training. We've got to do as if we were, you know, in an athletic, doing an athletic activities. We have to train, you know, and it takes time, dedication and energy, continued practice and, you know, a vision. We must all commit ourselves to the Christian life, but we must first know the rules as prescribed in God's word. Let's look at 2 Timothy. I want to read that one too, 2 and 5. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 5. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. And that was 2 verse 5. And more in that, let's see, more in depth, more in meaning of that one. As Timothy preached and taught, he would face suffering, but he should be able to endure. Paul used a comparison with soldiers, athletes, and farmers who must discipline themselves and be willing to sacrifice to achieve the results they want. Like soldiers, we have to give up worldly security and endure rigorous discipline, like athletes. We must train hard and follow the rules. Like farmers, we must work extremely hard and be patient. But we keep going despite suffering because of the thought of victory, the vision of winning, and the hope of harvest. We will see that our suffering is worthwhile when we achieve our goal of glorifying God, winning people to Christ, and one day living eternally with Him. You see that? But we keep going despite suffering of the thought of victory, the vision of winning, and the hope of harvest. We will see that our suffering is worthwhile when we achieve our goal of glorifying God, winning people to Christ, and one day living eternally with Him. Isn't that wonderful? And then, so you got to remember, you know, go into strict training in order to get the prize. Focus all your energies toward winning the race. Spiritual exercise will help you grow in faith and build character, and fighting the good fight and persevering to the end. So we want to do that. So our goal, again, as believers, we train ourselves to run the race of life. So we keep our eyes on Christ, the goal, and don't get sidetracked or slow down. When we do this, we will win a reward in Christ's kingdom. And that verse, that's not the verse, but what's given us more insight of this meaning, we can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, and this has given us more in depth on our training ourselves. And then we have living the Christian life demands all of our energies. We can forget the past and strain to reach the goal because we know Christ promises eternity with him at the race's end. And that verse for that would be look into Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. This is not the verse. This is just more meaning of the verse, you know, like giving us more meaning. And as we must repeat exercise to tone our bodies, so we must steadily repeat spiritual exercise to be spiritually fit. When we do this, we become better Christians, living in accordance with God's will. Such a life will attract others to Christ and pay dividends in both this life and the next. And the scripture for that, we would look at 1 Timothy again, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. We can look at that, and then you can come back and listen to the more meaning, you know. And then we have the Christian life is a fight against evil forces from without and temptation from within. If we stay true to God through it all, he promises an end, a rest, and a crown. And look at verses, I read that one, 2 Timothy. That was 2 Timothy 7 and 8, which we read that one. And I'll read it again. I like that one. I really, really like that one. So that was 2 Timothy 4. Let's see, 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. And that goes with the Christian life is a fight against evil forces from without and temptation from within. If we stay true to God through it all, he promises an end, a rest, and a crown. So that's why we have to stay focused. You know, we got to focus. We got to focus all our energies towards winning the race. And that race is winning. You know, you want to get that reward in Christ's kingdom. You know, that means study each day, study the word each day, read the word each day, try to study it, you know, get it in your heart and live it. You also have to live it. You're not just only study it, but you have to live it. You got to live the word each and every day, live it. You know, and it's going to be rough, but that's why you stay within the gospel, stay in the gospel. You know, any little thing can sidetrack you. Any little thing can sidetrack you, but you don't want to get sidetracked and you don't want to slow down. So you want to every day, read the word. When you wake up in the morning, read, you know, a couple scriptures. During the day, lunchtime, read a couple scriptures. At nighttime, read a couple scriptures. And before you know it, it'll be growing in your heart, and you'll be wanting to live it, because that's how I am. When I read more of the gospel each and every day, I find myself wanting to do less and less and less of what I used to do. And then I find myself wanting to read more and be more in the word each and every day. So, you know, you got to remember to focus, you know, all your energies towards winning the race. That means you got to go into strict training. You got to go into strict training, turn off whatever you got to turn off, and just kind of focus on winning this race. That's what you want to do. So this will bring us to a close of our week two Bible studies training for the Christian life. I hope that this will bless somebody somewhere in some kind of way. I'm sure it will, because it blesses me, you know, blesses me every day, you know. So I hope that this helps you with training for the Christian life, what all you need to do after having accepted, you know, the gift of salvation. And now you know how to train for the Christian life. You can do it. I'm rooting for you. You can do it. So this will bring our this episode to an end. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for, joining me tonight. It means so much. And with saying that, I've kept you long enough. So with saying that, I want to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Have a good night. God bless.